Down to brass tacks, we have quite a bit of WhatsApps and a full board again. I really just want to bring attention to a number of situations which have propped up and have, of course, been propping up. But as the government continues to issue newer directives, there are persons who have individual cases. And in one case, there are people who have cross checks. And don't have a facility. They've appeared at establishments today and have been told no. And we would ask that there be a certain level of flexibility on the part of some of these establishments. And then the entities that issue the checks for the persons can probably also reduce the, or for now, remove the cross, especially in scenarios. I say this, we are in difficult and unprecedented times, and it requires some sensible and some flexible measures, both policy and otherwise. And there are many establishments who have done certain things for eons. But we are in a different times, and therefore we would require for y'all to bend in terms of offer some flexibility, but also for the persons who are the ones at the back end to also be a little flexible. So I say that because it is hard for a person to present with a cross-check at an establishment and be told no, and then have to find themselves to another establishment and be told no. And in scenarios like them, it doesn't augur well for the person who wants to be able to go and make themselves right by purchasing a few things so that them and their families can stay indoors as they've been instructed. And then we have persons who don't have at all because they've been laid off, so they now have to wait on the NIS to issue the checks. They would have probably been paid tomorrow, and they themselves don't have that type of income. So where you can assist someone, whether it's a neighbor or family member, someone, do a little for somebody else, and let us be our brother's keepers. This is Down to Brass Tacks.
Hello.
Good morning. Actually, it is 14 minutes after 12, so it is good afternoon to you, sir.
Good afternoon.
Yes.
I just have a query.
Yes.
There's something like the credit union that stay at it closed right now. And people that have a card and income pretty illiterate, yes, or they may not have none, mm-hmm. still can get access to go for money.
You went to the credit union today?
No, I just put a note, a problem.
You presented with this problem?
Right now.
But the credit union is open today?
Yes, but having not a card to use, that you can't do without the card.
No, but you can use the credit union today. You can use the physical credit union today. You can go into the credit union.
I called there already, lady, say you can't use no coming in of the credit union. No coming in.
Mm-hmm. And you need money?
Yes, please.
And you do not have an ATM card?
Yes, but not computer literate with using the card. I only had the card like emergency because I never practiced using it. Because the lady said, get it in emergency. In case your ID card lost, you can still use it.
Right.
Inside.
So, you need money?
Yes, please.
But you have a credit. You have a card.
So, I will have to let somebody show me, which I don't feel that is necessary to got somebody show you your number to pertain to do these things. Actually,
so when I first had a card, I didn't have all of the, I had fear and I didn't know. I'm speaking very plain, very straight. I was like, okay, how am I going to get this worked? And my very first time I put the card in wrong. Up to this day, sometimes I still put the card in wrong. You turn it wrong because it gives you a sign that says card incorrectly positioned. When you put the card in correctly, do you remember your number?
I know my number, but
right.
I don't use it.
And don't give it to anybody. It's going to be a little difficult the first time. But when you present yourself at the credit union ATM, you go, you put in the card. It is going to ask you, it gives you a prompt. You first have to put in the number, which is the ID identification number, the number, your four-digit number.
Mm-hmm.
After you've done that, it's going to ask you what you require, whether you need to make a deposit or whether you need to make a transfer or to do a withdrawal. You choose the prompt because it's going to have a button and you're going to press the one that is, you know, applicable to you. And after you do that, you put in the amount of money. It's going to ask you to confirm. After you've confirmed, the money's going to come out and it's going to make a noise and you're going to see it. You're going to pull that money from there and you're going to put that in your pocket.
Yes, but what to say, yeah, I get it done. What to say, people that can't get it do, period, or like the older people that ain't really know about it, it will be still difficult for those to access the money.
Right. It will be.
It will be difficult for older people because every old person do not know how to do a card.
Yeah, it will be, but everyone is not going to have to need to go to the ATM today, one, and two, the persons who use the ATM are usually assisted by someone nearby. And granted, if we carry out to all of the different scenarios, there are some people who may be lurking who may want to steal money from persons in an ATM. So we encourage those persons not to use the ATM or to get a family member or a close neighbor or someone who can assist them to and from so that there's no, you know, the possibility of somebody asking you or forcing you to withdraw more than you had originally intended.
Okay.
And the same person that you call today, you can also make an appointment because the banks still have persons inside. Make an appointment for the time that you're coming and ask if you can get some assistance. And there will be ATM assistance for you.
Okay, for the body inside?
Yes.
So you will go to the guard, tell the guard to come and let the body do it for you.
Yes, sometimes even the guard assists you. Tell him, sir, I'm not so good at this. I may need some assistance. Sometimes the guard may tell you, I can't get it done either. But I'm sure you will. Right, but he's not to do it. He's not really to do it, actually. But you, he can bring the attention to someone on the inside and assist you.
Okay.
Yes. And I hope that those persons who have those issues would really call so that they can make the appointments to get them started up before we get into next week.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much, Dr. Brastax. Good afternoon. Remember, we are standing by for our press conference, post-cabinet press conference. It was scheduled to start at 11:45, but it is currently delayed. But we will bring it on down to Brass Tacks. You're on the air. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
It seems as though you're listening to the radio. No, you want to talk to the radio?
Hello? No, no, not really. turn on the radio there a minute. Hello?
I can hear you, sir. Hello? Yes. Loud and
you
clear.
You can hear me?
Loud and clear.
Right. Now, I have two small little points. I have two small little points to put to the panel that is
you
going
gonna,
on right
you
now.
Gonna, you're
going
to have a lot of points to put because this radio ain't turned off yet.
Okay. Let me turn it down somewhat more. Right. Now, I have two small...
You for real?
Are you on the ear? Hello? Right. Now, what I'm trying to put to this to the system that is going on, why you want to ask two little questions? Are you not going to be long?
Mm-hmm.
They're having difficulty keeping people at bay because of what people have to get in touch with weird things is concerned.
Supermarket, so, you're speaking of?
Right, yeah. Now, they're trying to track people that who possibly may possibly not have it. What I'm trying to find out here is, mm-hmm. when you're going to get tests, how long the test normally would take before they find out that you are having corona?
24 hours.
No, 24 hours. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well,
actually, they said it's less than 24 hours, yes.
Right, now it's less than 24 hours. Yes. What I'm trying to find out here, where this shopping and things going on that is called culture that people must face to get certain things, bills, etc., being done. Now, there's supposed to be still long lines that is going on. If it's a possibility that they can have, like, a doctor placed at these points, rear, fully gunged, with something that you can swipe your saliva that can give you a test within maybe 15, 20 minutes. Because if that could be possible, you'll be able to detect these oncoming people that possibly could have it or possible not would have it. So then you can break down and pinpoint who right there and then and exit them from the ones that who don't have it.
It's a good thought. Let me just share with you, having listened to the press conferences from the US, actually yesterday President Trump said that tomorrow or well that was yesterday, so he means today or tomorrow, there will be these new tests. He said they are superb, in his own words.
Right.
He said there will be these new tests that will be done, and you'll be able to get your response, your result in 15 minutes. Those are not on the market right now. What's going on in Barbados is not a saliva test. What I've seen is a long stick being pushed in the back of your nose. The person who does the test has to be wearing PPE equipment, and I don't think that a test you can use over a test for the next person. And they're also not doing testing with random people. They're doing testing with people who either have traveled, either have had interaction with persons who have traveled, who have come in contact with anyone who has tested positive. The number of tests are not in abundance, and therefore you're not just testing. We don't have those capabilities. So I think while it's well and good to want it, and I like the idea of the 15-minute, but that one is not the one that we have in Barbados. The Santos Bistos, the laboratory, they are the ones who've been doing testing. Initially, they were testing for some other countries in the region, and as well for those on the cruise ships. And they are the ones who, and we had gone ahead from very early in Barbados to get that done. And I think that that test that comes back in a number of hours is the best that we have right now. But I see that you're forward thinking and you want it to speed up to the point where we have them in different places as well as within 15 minutes.
Right. Now, well, you see, there would be a problem that would be ongoing that won't be solved in no hurry. Because with this situation that's going on, they are scientists, they are doctors on the highest level. And these people are finding it difficult to find a solution and to find something to relate to this corona.
It's a new corona. I don't know if you saw on the, let me see if it's here on this Clorox disinfecting wipes, but it was on the Lysol wipes where they actually said that it can address an existing corona, which would have been known. But what we have now in Barbados and across the globe is a novel corona, which is a new virus that they have not been able to do the requisite testing to find the combat or the, what you call the injection, for lack of a better word. But there's a word, there's a curriculum, there's a specific word that you use. They've not been able to find a cure for the virus. And for that reason, they have to do a lot more testing. And the argument is, the science on the ground is that it's going to take more than a year, upwards to more than a year, before all of the tests have been done, the requisite tests have been done to make sure that they have the right cure for this novel corona. And the name of the is called the Best Dos Santos. Thank you. Best Dos Santos Lab is what we have, and they come back in 4 hours. My goodness, we have some good people around sending me the information on the fly. Thank you very much.
Right, now, where this is concerned, as far as I see, this is something that no begin.
And it's a vaccine.
And it's already, but it's a vaccine as well.
Thank you.
Now, this is what I want to put. I'm not expert about much. I'm just trying to use my common sense the right way as I can see it. So this is what I can propose to a certain extent. Now, I can ask you one question, which is a very deep question as well, because I'm trying to move away from enough of the earthly stuff that we're trying to diagnose, that we're stumbling. I can't find a solution to a certain extent. You're a person that believes in your Bible.
I'm listening to you.
Right. Now, we have passed through chapters after chapters in prophecy. Revelations is the last of prophecy. Now, these things that is coming, that is upon us, have to be there for some reason, because biblical that have been written by the Mosai cannot be removed. We're gonna talk about a lot of different stuff, solutions for this, solutions for that, because of our lives. Our lives now have been compromised by this coronavirus.
So what has been compromised? Sorry, say that again.
Our lifestyle.
Oh, livelihood and lifestyle. Yes.
So now we are like panicking in a situation where is the next solution to get this thing done so we can go back to normalcy. So So in the sense of it is right now is, for me personally, I would like the panel, at least if it's tomorrow, that they can bring them in, bring in two priests or even one pastor who is dedicated to the scriptures and let him quote from Revelations 13, 14, and 15. And you're going to see what is going on today that is happening is already being written. It cannot be turned back. Now, it's a little deep, right? But what I'm saying is here, everything have a connection to it in life. Everything are connected. But we are so blind according to our ways that we live over the past 1,000 years or 100 years. When it gets to the stairs right now, this is the stairs note that is an eye-opener. Nobody can't find solutions for certain things and remedies. Everybody come up with all type of stuff, but it's stifling. What I'm saying is, let these pastors or priests come in and give you the quoting of Revelation and let them break it down to highlight what is going on. Yes, we would like a cure, but the cure right now is the Father above. For the reason is, he's not going to come in and intervene. The churches have been stopped. Now, the church is a very powerful force, but what happened is with the churches of a powerful force as well, some of us are wolves in sheep clothing in some sense. Sorry to say that. But we are living under the umbrella of the Most High. So as much as we are trying to like circle our head around this solution, around that solution, the experts that is more higher than the average man, that is the doctors that take care of us day in and day out, are struggling. Because they only human like anybody else.
Sir, the music tells us that we are going to have to go to the latest. You notice that we have not gone to the press conferences yet. I have two responses to you. Church has not been stopped. Church is not a building. Church is the people of God, and he is the bride. And yes, we do need him. And secondly, no reading of Revelations will necessarily bring any novelty to people who are, I would just simply say that everyone doesn't understand what is in Revelations, or darkness don't comprehend light. And therefore, what you can do is continue to pray for healing for those who get sick. Yes, in this life, we will have trouble, whether it's coronavirus or whatever it is. And we have to roll with the punches and continue to serve Almighty God. Down to brass tacks, as we stand by for that press conference, I have a few WhatsApps that I would have had a chance to take a look at, and one or two of a similar thread. I also received a call offline from a caller who was having some difficulty based on the announcement last night getting access to the bank and the insistence on sign checks or cross checks being having to wait a couple of days, etc., having to deposit them and then deal with the waiting for a couple of days. I also have a WhatsApp here that says I'm laid off from work in the hotel industry. I already carried in the green paper to the NIS, and I want to know how I would get a response from the NIS now because of the shutdown. And the person wants to get an answer. I would respond to them by asking if they called the NIS, because one of the callers I spoke to offline today did say that they spoke to the NIS today. They actually at the NIS. Someone called from the NIS citing that a cross check, which was refused by two establishments. One bank is suggesting it has to be deposited. The gentleman said, but he doesn't have anything in the account to get back any funds, so he's at a crossroad. So this call really is for the National Insurance Scheme, the Department of National Insurance Scheme, to either call us here on Brass Tacks to allay some of the fears of the various persons who are calling us, who have legitimate queries and concerns about how they would get access to their funds, particularly when a check is crossed on a Thursday or a Friday before we go into a longer shutdown or a longer time period for which there will be no access, no other than ATMs at banks, etc. So National NIS, if we can get someone online. I had a person from NIS on my phone and I tried to get that number there just a little while ago, but one person has also called and one person is physically there. So if we can get some feedback, and there are some persons who have legitimate queries. One person said that they work at the airport and they have never been tested. And another person wants to know, why is the front line workers not included in the bill. They are suggesting that there should be a freezing of the rents and a freezing of other things, bank payments. I can tell you that the bank has already come out and indicated that there's going to be a 6-month moratorium on both mortgages and loan payments. So that is one part of your query. And the second part here is for house rents. Now, the challenge with house rents is similar to like the utility. If a person hasn't been paying consistently, they can't expect to then now add more months or weeks into the landlord, because they too also have their bills. So you all have to come to some understanding. And this is indeed a crisis. So we do have to inject that level of flexibility that I talked about earlier and adaptability, so that all of us can get around this crisis. The person also mentioned how could we get money from the NAS. So yes, that's three callers there that queried, three WhatsAppers that queried, and one caller, the scenario with the NAS. So if we can get that person to come online and share with us before 2 p.m., remembering that we are also standing by for our post-cabinet briefing as well as a press conference, we can answer some of those queries of legitimate persons who want to know how they're going to survive in a time like this when monies are slim, persons have fewer dollars to operate with. Down to brass tacks, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mrs. Dale.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
Well, thank you.
I come to put a different spin on the program. I normally write on topical issue, and I did something on the coronavirus, but I want to attempt it in Pekong. Could I do that?
Pekong? This is a calling program, not a singing program.
I know. But you have to bring some fun and humor in these serious times, huh?
Mm-hmm. It just make it, make it quick.
It's called, it only take a few minutes.
Not a few minutes, you have two.
It is called wash your hands. Wash your hands, wash your hands. We got to get rid of this COVID, man. If you can't find soap, use a sanitizer, man. Like doing things, for instance, by practicing social distance. All of you men that like to roam, stay with your wife and kids at home. Wash your hands, wash your hands. This thing's happened in such a state. We went to Parliament and had a debate to implement a curfew to protect me and you. Wash your hands, wash your hands. By coming up with some serious measures for those people that think their life in treasure, we have to take a first stand. Until they find a master plan. Wash your hands, wash your hands.
That first verse is decent, no more. What I will tell you, what is your day job, if I may?
Mine, I normally work carrying around people.
So you know this, you know the saying, stick to your day job.
All right.
But your message is very clear and consistent with that which we have been preaching. So your point about it being a different spin, I think that was an excellent continuation, not a different spin.
Yeah, thanks. Keep the good work up, huh?
Thank you so much, sir. Down to brass tacks.
No, Miss Lisa, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you.
But Miss Lisa, I know you can laugh and I made my contribution.
Okay.
Yesterday evening I was going to the supermarket and I saw a pipe burst at a residence.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know if the resident had reported the water authority or not, but you know, when they got back home,
mm-hmm.
I contacted my contact, which is number one at water authority.
Hey.
And less than an hour, I received a call from her telling me job completed. So I want to thank her. She told me she had to speak to the superintendent of this area,
mm-hmm.
and the plumber and the crew that went so speedily.
Mm-hmm.
And rectified that problem, mm-hmm. that water that was leaking, mm-hmm. but it's still back in the system. Mm-hmm. So I must thank number one at Water Authority,
mm-hmm.
and I hope all of the Water Authority members have a safe journey and doing carrying out their work.
Thank you so much. You know, we need more good citizens like you who can do their part to assist. I'm sure, was the person a stranger, the person that you walked past? You saw the water?
No, I don't know the house, but I don't know who lived there.
Right,
house,
so the person was a stranger, leaking. Yeah. So the person was indeed a stranger. So very good, very well done on the part of a good Samaritan.
Well, you got a compliment, number one, because I had not for number one. I couldn't get it done so speedily.
Yes, so compliment number one, whoever number one is at Barbados Water Authority. Now that you said that, it took me back to a previous WhatsApp I had earlier, probably within the 10 to 11 hour, and the person indicated a challenge they were having. So if I can go back to that, wow.
If the person can get a hold of me, I can get that fixed speedily.
Probably about 100 WhatsApps ago. Folks, this is a call-in program. I'm serious. I would not even be able to tell you where to start. But what? Someone did raise the matter
of a leak.
Of a, not leak, not having any access at all. Just a little, at the very beginning of the program, it was in the first hour. And I wasn't able to open the WhatsApp. I saw it and I got distracted with another caller.
Okay.
And yes, the number to call is 434-1790.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. If that person who is having challenges with their water can write again, I must admit there is a potpourri of WhatsApps. I had to scroll very, very far to get down to the 10 o'clock hour. And in each hour, it's like if there are 50 WhatsApps in each hour, and we are now into the, there's 10 to 11, then there's 11 to 12, and now we're in the 12 to 1 hour. We're not at 1. So many WhatsApps. I'm sorry that I wasn't able to go through all of them. The board continued to remain full today, and very cognizant that this is a call-in program. We do have to attend to those first bases. So sorry about that, but there was a person who raised a query as it relates to not having access to water. If they can come back to us, I would really appreciate that, so that I can bring your matter to the fore for the Barbados Water Authority, as you have done for what the previous caller did indicate. This is, yes, I found it. Good morning, Ms. Gale. I want to say that this is about 2 weeks that we, the residents of Glebe Land, St. John, did not have running water. Can someone from the Barbados Water Authority offer us an explanation? For sure, surrounding districts are getting water, and COVID-19 is upon us, and we are so, with six O's, tired of running to the water tankers every day. We need help, and we need it desperately in this pandemic. And that was at 15 minutes after 10. I'm glad that I was able to go back and find that, and I really want the persons at the Barbados Water Authority to attend to that matter. This is a serious time, and if you can get to the bottom of that issue, for the residents of Glebe Land, St. John, that would be much appreciated for those persons as well as for myself. Dr. Brastacks, good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon to Ms. Gill.
Yes, sir.
Hi, I want to check on something. Now, I have a floor earphone, cell phone. I pay the bill with floor.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised you made any news just now, because I wanted to go to Shorepay. I understand Shorepay was closed down.
Who understood that Shorepay was closed down?
I had called later probably this morning to book my bill, and they told me that Shorepay wasn't working. But then I heard from you that it was working.
Right, and then Shorepay confirmed
that they are working. Right. No, if I get the Shorepay, then I'll leave home today at all. I want to get the Shorepay later. Probably tell me don't worry about it, because up to about the 15th or after the 15th is when you ever start dealing with these things.
Oh, nice.
But you can imagine that. Floor turn off my landline. Sorry, my cell phone.
That they turned it off?
Yeah, they shut it down because it was about a day due.
How long will they turn it off?
Yeah, we had to turn it off today. I didn't use it yesterday. So I called it today just to see what happened. And it was, I called it today and it was off.
So your bill only was due yesterday and it got turned off today?
Yeah, it's only what I just pay my bill every month.
You and was he messaging? Was he messaging that came from Flo?
They didn't leave a message on it. They just shut it down.
How you know that it was Flo that shut it down? Show normally gives you a message. One is this card. How
you know it's Flo? It's a Flo phone. I had this phone for over 20 something years.
Wait, you had a phone for 20 something, a physical phone for 20 something years, or a bill?
No, it's a bill phone.
Right, there's a landline we're speaking of, or a cell phone?
It's a cell phone bill phone that I pay for every month for.
Right.
But because of the problem now with the shutdown of the country and so on, you don't get to pay a bill. And it ain't due for no more than a couple of days.
The country ain't shut down one yet.
But they're trying to get you to keep off the road.
Right, but your bill isn't due yet, is it?
Yeah, it's due. If I don't pay it by the third day, they turn it off.
Right. So the third day hasn't come yet. Today's the 2nd of April.
And it shut down. They didn't use it yesterday. They can't go. I have two phones. I have the floor and I have the digital. I can use the digital, but I cannot use the floor.
I still don't think that this is because of a non-payment of a bill.
Yes, it is. It is.
But you don't have a message that says that. Up to this week on Monday, I received a call from one of the senior managers at one of the essential services, and he told me that he got a message that said that my phone will be barred, so he wants me to check it out. So I called my cell phone from my landline, and I didn't get any message. I got somebody else to call me on my cell phone, and I didn't get any message. So I then messaged him. I told him if my phone was to be barred, I would have heard that message on my phone. So I told him to check himself and see if that's his phone. And it was, in fact, his phone. And he got it sorted out by calling Flo and fixing it. But the fact that you don't have a message tells me that that problem is not necessarily a bill challenge. So I wouldn't suggest that you just accept that, okay, Flo shut down your phone the day before the 3rd. I suggest you call Flo or you go online in the My Flo online and see what
It's not the first time that they've done that. You know, let me tell you something. When you see a bank holder coming up, they shut it down if you don't pay up to the
second. But your month is not up. You said your phone is due on the 3rd.
It doesn't care about that.
So why you still have Flo as a provider if Flo messing you up every month?
Yeah, but you see, I have two phones. I have Flo, I have digital.
That sound right, though. I shudder to think that a bill date has not come yet, sir. Date has not come yet, and your phone has been cut off, and you accept that it is normal. Without even a messaging.
My bill date is due. Up to today, I think it is today the 3rd, right?
Yeah, tomorrow is the 3rd. Right. This is the 2nd of April.
Right, okay. That whole floor of a week.
And you paid your bill in full last month?
Last month.
That ain't sound right, Flo. You're getting called out. That ain't sound right. That is not fair, it's not good. If somebody pays a full bill and in less than a month, let's say the month has in 31 off. Days,
listen,
it gets turned off.
That sounds funny. It was for me that I have no credit on my phone. That's what it told me.
You just told me you didn't get a message.
When I try to call out, that's the message that I get.
Oh.
I have no credit on my phone.
But why would you have credit phone on a bill phone? Bill phones
because
and credit don't work.
You have to pay the bill to get the phone to use.
No. Something isn't right. I think you'd need to call your service provider, the whoever the assistant is, the person that assists you with your phone, and see what happens there, because that doesn't sound right at all. No, the messaging doesn't sound right.
Listen, these telephone companies are just ripping you off.
No, I wouldn't go that far. What I would do is ask that you call your service provider, make sure that they can give you actually, I'm going to ask you to kindly leave your name and number with the producer, and I will share your information with
But before I go, I'm going to give you another thing, then. I'm going to give you something else. I also have a digital bill phone, right?
Mm-hmm.
I have two phones, digital and for both of our bill phones. Mm-hmm. But it's topping up, you can't handle going and going around topping up, right? Digital now, my bill should appear, my landline should appear on the 10th. If I go and pay my landline, I should appear on the 8th or the 9th.
Mm-hmm.
They don't turn off the phone.
Mm-hmm.
But when I go to pay my next bill, I have to pay $5 extra for the payment.
Because Shopee ain't paying the thing the same time.
They're saying that they get Shopee. they get their money from show up here about what?
3 days after?
No, they said 72 hours later.
But that was three days after.
So you're telling me because I pay early enough and you get your money 72 hours later, I go up and you $5.
No.
And if I don't pay early, I don't get $5 back. I don't get nothing off. But everything is in their corner.
Listen to me, sir. If you are not getting your bill paid the right, if you are using an intermediary service, of which SurePay is, and they're not getting the money to your service provider on time, we'll find a different intermediary or go straight to the service provider so that you're not disadvantaged.
Yeah, but it's possible to get your service provider. They don't have many of those places. You got to go in Sheraton or I don't go to Bridgetown. I can't allow them to Bridgetown for doing nothing. Mm. And, you know, they lost my, as a matter of fact, the first time I had my phone, I went in Sheraton to pay my phone bill. Mm-hmm. And the lady told me to go pay that show up here. I never went back to the cell phones to pay my phone. I show up here all the time. Okay. But what I'm saying to you, if you, my landline is the cell bill, is due on the 10th.
Mm-hmm.
I will pay on the 8th or the 9th. When I go to pay again, it don't be shut down. But when I go to pay my next month bill, I have to pay $5 extra.
Okay, so what I would suggest you do, please leave your telephone number. Don't put down. Go straight to the producer. Leave that telephone number with him and your account number, preferably. And we will sort that out.